I'm going to sing to the good doctor just to start off. Yeah. But she is in love with us, Kevin.
The world is empty without you, babe.
Sing along if you know the words, people.
Without you, babe.
8:38. And now a serious part of the show. Serious part of the show. On January 31st, the Health Assessment and Research for Communities, HARC, released their findings about the Coachella Valley. And we're lucky enough to have Dr. Jenna. I'm going to try this again. Dr. Jenna LeCompte-Heinley. Is that right?
You're pretty close. It's LeCount Heinley, so you're very close.
It's a toughie. I do better than they did at the Oscars last night for best movie.
So you're already above the curve.
Okay, thank you. So we had you on, and you just gave us a few little hints about what you were going to be delivering on January 31st. This is the fourth survey done. So tell us about the health of the Coachella Valley, some of the major things you found out.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I think is not surprising to anyone, but was great to document, was that prior to this survey, the rate of uninsured adults in the Coachella Valley was just going up and up and up. In 2013, over a third of our adults, 18 to 64, were uninsured.
Wow.
Now, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, that shifted abruptly for us here in the Valley. That was all the way down to there's only about 14% of our adults 18 to 64 are still uninsured.
That's a big drop. Yeah.
So that was amazing.
And that makes me nervous now that all the Republicans are yelling, you know, repeal and replace, and they don't have anything to replace it with.
It's true. That is a little scary.
Yeah.
And then in terms of health findings, I know, unfortunately, the Coachella Valley is very, very similar to the rest of the nation in the fact that we really still have a major obesity problem.
Yeah, I'm looking at Kevin now while you're saying that. Yeah.
Well, 61% of our adults fall into the overweight or obese category.
And how much overweight do you have to be obese?
Well, we calculate that with the body mass index.
Okay.
So that's a calculation of your height and weight.
Right.
And you know, one of the things that we found is only 40% of adults believe that they're overweight. So, you know, there's 21% there who are and don't know it. And I really think that's because people don't think, they think they know what overweight looks like, but they're picturing somebody who's just grossly obese.
Right.
Not realizing that it is actually, you know, a very, very common thing.
I can tell you that 80% of those people live without mirrors in the house. No, they don't see what's going on. Yeah. Okay.
Another thing that came up was, and this isn't a surprise, you know, we've had this growing movement in the Valley to address mental health for a couple years now because we have so few resources, but about 22% of our Coachella Valley adults have been diagnosed with a mental health disorder. And so the actual prevalence is probably much higher because there are others who haven't been diagnosed.
And that's a lot, isn't it? 22%?
That's a lot. And 18% of our kids who are age 3 and older have been diagnosed with a mental health disorder.
Wow. And the biggest thing is depression, right?
The biggest thing for adults is definitely depression. In fact, to put it in perspective, depression is actually more common than cancer in our region.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Bunch of depressed people walking around here. That's why they like our show. If they're depressed, we're trying to make them laugh a little in the morning.
There we go. Yeah, everybody could use a little cheering up.
That's right.
Especially these days.
That's right. And what about disabilities?
Well, for the first time, we kept hearing that there wasn't great data on disabilities. So this is really our first baby step, but I'm really pleased with it. It turns out that 22% of our adults are limited in their activities because of a physical, mental, or emotional problem, and so really qualify as disabled.
Right. Wow.
And of relevance to just about everybody, about 10% of our adults here are blind or low vision,
right.
So we need to make accommodations for them, and about 10% are hard of hearing or deaf. So those accommodations really need to be made. If you're going to reach everybody, you have to make some changes.
That's amazing. I think 10% are blind and low vision, that's a big percentage, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And the 11% that are hard of hearing, that's because they work at radio, because we're losing our hearing. No, when you wear these headsets for 3 hours for 5 days a week, your hearing goes.
Oh, absolutely.
You
it's
know,
the truth.
See, Kevin just heard. He hasn't heard any of this conversation. He just chimed in.
He's just murmuring in the right point. That's right.
He's a murmurer. So
thank you.
Tell people about Hark a little bit, because I think this is what. And what are we going to do now to, you know, now we have the facts in front of us. What are we supposed to do to make the Coachella Valley healthier?
Absolutely. So Hark is a nonprofit that is here in Palm Desert.
Right.
And we are self-appointed task really is to measure and track the health of the Coachella Valley. And so now that this data is out, we're working to make it as widely publicized as possible, and thank you for your part in that.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yes.
What we want to do is make sure that everybody who could use this data knows it's there. A lot of people use it to design programs and services or to make their case to apply for funding to get money to do those programs and services.
Right.
And so we had a great turnout at the January 31st event. We had almost 200 people show up.
Great.
And the report is available for free to download online.
Okay.
It's also online for free as a searchable database. So we're eagerly tracking how many people are using this and hoping to get this out to more and more people, because I think not, a lot of people don't know that this great resource is here for free and it's specific to the Coachella Valley. So right now it's our goal just to get it in everyone's hands.
Okay. Now how do we get it onto the computer?
You go to harkdata.org, that's harkdata.org, and click on the banner that says free data.
That's terrific. Let me repeat it slowly because I'm going to call you Dr. Jenner. Is that okay?
That is fine.
Yeah. Dr. Jenner. It'd be like Bruce Jenner, except that next year she'll come on as Tom.
There we go. Yes.
This is Hark. Hark Data, harkdata.org, and you hit free information.
Yes, free data.
Mm-hmm. Free data. Oh, so you have to use the word data again because you're very precise. Well, I think that this is what. Do you do this every year?
We do it every 3 years. I'd love to do it every year, but it's extremely cost prohibitive.
Insurance companies use this?
Yeah, they do. IHP and Molina definitely use it. And I know several funders, including Desert Healthcare District, they're doing their strategic planning coming up soon and will be relying heavily on Hark to help direct them.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is about the obesity and the depression. But to me, the most interesting thing is the drop to 14% of people that don't have insurance. And that's all because of Obamacare. And I hope that people are listening that, you know, I mean, just repair it. Whatever's broken with it, repair it and keep the Obamacare going. That's all. I mean, because it seems to have been, it must be helping big that people don't go to the emergency rooms, right?
Well, you know, that was one of the really interesting things to look at is do you see those trends in utilization change? And actually, we saw an increase of people who are going to urgent care, which is often covered under insurance as well. But emergency room use didn't seem to move quite yet.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe because people were going to the doctor, you know, every once in a while, they wouldn't have to go to the urgent care.
Right. But you know, part of it, I had some people who theorized that part of the reason why we're seeing that uptick in urgent care is even if you do have insurance, sometimes it takes, you know, 3 weeks, a month before you can get into the doctor. And if you have something pressing, that's not fast enough, you know.
Right. And urgent care is easy because now they're all over the place.
Yeah. I was gonna say they are.
I mean, I know. I called for an appointment with a new primary because my primary had left, and they told me they didn't have an opening until June.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, we have to do another survey, and that's something that's wrong with the healthcare system, too. I mean, that is crazy. But that the urgent cares are opening up like 7-Elevens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, and I have to tell you,
Kevin, one on every corner, like a Starbucks.
Kevin went to urgent care last week. Yeah.
Oh.
And I did go to urgent care last week. For the first time, I don't think I've ever been to an urgent care before. That was my first time.
And it was a waste of time. It really was. If the urgent care is listening, I mean, it was a waste of time.
I was a little frustrated, yes.
But
the reason I went is because I called my doctor and I couldn't get in for, I mean, it wasn't until June, but I couldn't get in for like 3 weeks. And it was something I was like, I really want to like see what's going on like right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they are definitely beneficial for a lot of people.
Well, Dr. Jenner, I think you're doing fabulous work. Harkdata.org. Harkdata.org.
Yeah.
And free data, and it'll tell you it's even more inclusive than what we went over. But I think it's great that you do this for the Coachella Valley. I want to congratulate you.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for helping us to get the word out.
That we get the word out everywhere, kid.
There we go.
Okay, and stay a woman, Dr. Jenna. We I just hear the name Jenna, and I got very nervous. I can't say anything more. All right, thanks, Dr. Jenna.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.